Open windows, January the 7th. Get out of the picture. None of you can be my disciples unless you give up everything. Luke 14, 33. Nothing is truly established until it has been yielded and has received the brand of the cross upon it. Have you got that? Even though that may have been given to you from God, there is still always the danger of something in ourselves impinging upon something that God has given us. We insinuate ourselves into it and make it ours somehow. This self, this flesh. Oh yes, God gives us a ministry, and then we get hold of it and become jealous of our ministry and afraid of other people getting in our way and taking our ministry away from us, interfering with our ministry. You see? The flesh comes up in that way and in so many other directions and connections. God does something, and then we come into it. We get into the picture. Somehow or other, this flesh cannot keep itself out of even the things that God does by a miracle. We turn them into a glorification or the gratification of this flesh of ours, and even a thing which God may give. And you are thinking perhaps of different things which God may give. Will never be established and confirmed until it has been yielded up and knows the mark of death to ourselves. And then it is only alive unto God, and we are only alive and unto God in that connection, whatever it may be. The cross is the way of life in everything, and immediately the cross is nullified by this thing upon which the cross says, no, no. Immediately anything of that comes up again, we counter the life of that thing. We strangle its life. We limit its life. We not only arrest the progress, but we bring into smallness God's intention of multiplication. Why cannot God increase? Well, the answer is clearly and definitely this, that somehow or other man has come into this business of God and turned it to himself. The cross has not been kept in its place to give God a clear, full, free way.